Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We're talking high school girls basketball for this entire podcast. It should be pretty fantastic. We'll be doing this for every winter sport over the next few days or so, and giving a recap of what is happening in the wide world of high school sports. This is podcast number 69, is bringing us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette. You can find this podcast at newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone whenever we post it. And we always post it to our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. A third-party Kelley Blue Book trade evaluation tells you how much your vehicle is worth. So sleep easy. You know you're getting what you deserve. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. And we will start in New London, where New London girls basketball player Kate Christian became the fourth player ever in program history to eclipse the 1,000 career point mark. She did that on Saturday afternoon in a game against Northland Pines, and she finished with 22 points. All she needed was 12, but that is pretty fantastic. She went over the 1,000-point mark for her career, the fourth Bulldog player ever to do that, and you can check that out online on newlondonpressstar.com. It went up today as we record this here on Thursday afternoon. And obviously, with practices being canceled, I was not able to go to talk with Kate in person. But I did talk to her on the phone, and the story is up online on newlondonpressstar.com, along with photos from the event as Kate Christian becomes the fourth New London girls basketball player ever to get to 1,000 career points. The last one before that was Leah Porath, and in that story you'll read that Leah Porath is quite a help for Kate through her leadership and what she was able to do in her basketball career with New London. So go ahead and check that out. Congrats to Kate Christian again. 1,000 career points. That's pretty awesome. Fourth New London girls basketball player ever to accomplish that. So that's pretty cool. And we'll be doing things a little bit different in this week's podcast. We have no guests today. It's the first time I've had no guests on the Prep Sports Weekly Replay podcast. But it's just me. Just me just hanging out, talking high school sports, and it should be pretty good. But we, obviously, since everything's been canceled, there's no games, there's no practices, I can't meet with anybody. And so it's just me. And so I was thinking, what are we going to talk about today? And I thought we'd do this for every sport, or high school sport, winter sport, I should say, and give a little recap of what's going on in the sports world so far with high school girls basketball, boys basketball, hockey, and wrestling. And we will start today with girls basketball, then in the next weeks ahead. We'll be doing this with every single sport that we cover, and it should be pretty good, give an update of what's going on so far and what we can look forward to as we get closer and closer to the postseason of the winter sports calendar. It should be pretty awesome. But we will start with girls basketball. New London girls basketball, they are 11-5 overall this season, 8-2 in the Bay Conference. Tied for second place with Shawano. They've won three in a row, including their big victory against Northland Pines, which Kate Christian finished with 22 points. Kate, and she leads the team with 14.4 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, and 3.9 assists. She is the leader in assists per game, not quite rebounds, because Brianna Hacker leads the team with 8.3 rebounds per game. That's pretty awesome. Samantha Pfefferly, she has 7 points per game with 2.5 assists, and Megan Ponko, 7.6 points per game with 3.6 rebounds per matchup for the New London Bulldogs. They have 5 games left. Next up for them is Menasha at home on Friday night. Big one coming up against Shawano at home. It's probably their biggest game of the season on Thursday, February 14th, as they're both tied right now at 8-2 in the Bay Conference. Next, we'll head to the Truckers, where the Clintonville girls basketball team is now 4-12 overall, including 3-9 in the Northeastern Conference. That is eighth placed in the conference. They have lost their last 5 games. Erin Vergas, she's had quite the season. She is leading the team in points and rebounds. She averages 11.1 points per game, as well as 8.1 rebounds per contest. Ellie Arn, she has 8.9 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game, and a team high 2.3 assists per game for the Truckers. And then Lizzie Weatherwax, she has 6 points per game with 4.4 rebounds. Clintonville now has 6 games left, starting with Monday night at 5:30. and we will be there. I'll be in attendance. We'll be going live on Facebook prior to the game. We'll try to get some awesome pictures as well as some video. So we'll see if the Truckers are able to pull that one out. That is Monday night, February 4th. Make sure you like the Clintonville Tribune Gazette Facebook page. That game is against Freedom and should be pretty awesome. Game starts at 5:30, a little earlier than usual, and we'll be going live prior to the game to get you ready for the game, and that should be pretty fantastic. But next, we'll close out with Hortonville. The Hortonville girls basketball team is number 4 in the state in Division II teams. They are 13-3 overall, including 9-3 in the Fox Valley Association. That is 4th place in the conference behind Appleton North. They're 11-2, and Appleton East and Kimberly both are at 10-2 on the season. Hortonville has won 10 of their last 11 games, and they are led by, obviously, Macy McGlone. She averages a double-double. She is committed to UW-Milwaukee, where she's a junior this year, but in the future she'll be playing college basketball for the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She averages 16.5 points per game and 10.5 rebounds per game, so another incredible season for her. Cammie Pepler, awesome name. She averages 9.6 points per game and leads the team with 3.6 assists, and she is shooting 43% from the three-point line. That is very good, 43% from the three-point line. That is incredible. Lexi Day, she is averaging 8.7 points per game, including 3.8 rebounds per game. And Emily Nelson, she is averaging 8.6 points per game, and she is pretty close as well to Cammie Pepler as far as three-point shooting. She was shooting 42% from three-point range. That is incredible, especially in high school basketball. And Hortonville has 6 games left. Next up is Appleton North on the road Saturday night. Big game there. Follow that one up with Kimberly. So a big 2-game stretch coming up for the Polar Bears. And that is our breakdown. So what's going on in the high school sports season when it comes to girls basketball. And I'll be seeing plenty of them over the next few weeks to get closer and closer to the postseason. Obviously, everyone in every sport except for football, they make the postseason. And I'll be going to as many of these games as I possibly can. And they have been pretty fantastic to watch all season long. So that's going to be pretty awesome as we get closer and closer to regionals, sectionals, and if any of these teams ever makes it to state. I know Hortonville's been there 2 years in a row. Maybe they make it back to the third one. That'd be pretty cool to be able to go to. I love being able to cover state events, and those are always fantastic for everybody involved. But we're going to close up shop this week for another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Make sure you're subscribing to the newspaper, New London Press Star, or the Clintonville Tribune Gazette. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Prep Sports Weekly Replay. And why don't you go get yourselves a digital subscription as well. If you don't have a newspaper subscription, you can buy one online so you can see all our content on our website, wapackitnow.com, and you'll see unlimited articles, anything you want to see, including our podcast as well. But thank you guys for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic rest of your week. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I'll talk to you later on this week.